Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Friday, May 19th, 2017, and on today's podcast, we will be discussing the global empire that used to be America, but is now just the United States, or as some have taken to calling it, the deep state. Every global empire has to have its secret police, and the United States is no exception. There are 16 different intelligence agencies, all coming under the Department of Homeland Security. The FBI is one of those agencies, and its director is appointed by the President of the United States and confirmed by the Senate. The director of the FBI is therefore under the executive branch, and since the FBI is law enforcement, it comes under the Department of Justice, and the FBI's direct boss is therefore the Attorney General of the United States, who happens to be Jeff Sessions right now, since it is one of the intelligence agencies. The FBI is also responsible to the Director of National Security. The President is therefore free to fire the Director of the FBI anytime he wants, but he does so at his own peril. Why? Because not even presidents can mess with the secret police. They know everything about everybody, and everyone in Washington knows that. People in Washington who have been there a while are all terrified of the secret police that know all their secrets and can deliver anyone up to the justice system or ensure anyone's electoral defeat any time that person may get out of line. The FBI was formed in 1924 under the leadership of a federal investigator named J. Edgar Hoover. Mr. Hoover made his reputation as an investigator, investigating those deemed disloyal during World War I. He ran the FBI from his appointment in 1924 until his death in 1972. So for 48 years, he ran the secret police of America. During that time, he built a revered agency that was admired by the American public because it was totally independent and was, quote, untouchable. In reality, the FBI was an investigative agency, so, of course, it investigated. Apparently, it investigated everything and everybody and utterly intimidated Washington. Who doesn't have some secret that he would not want revealed publicly? Those in Washington who served for many years had long dossiers on misdeeds all chronicled by the FBI and held by Mr. Hoover. Harry Truman had many famous run-ins with Mr. Hoover, once said, quote, "We want no Gestapo or secret police. The FBI is tending in that direction. This must stop," end quote. Many presidents, if not all of them, wanted to fire Hoover, but were intimidated by him, by his popularity and his dossiers. Both John Kennedy and Lyndon Johnson had public disputes with him. I lived through those years and remember some of those disputes. LBJ once famously said when deciding whether or not to fire Hoover, quote, "Better to have him on the inside of the tent urinating out than on the outside of the tent urinating in." Well, Mr. Johnson didn't use those words exactly, but you get the idea. Most recently, Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, Democrat of New York, in early January of this year, so a few weeks before the inauguration, Mr. Schumer on the Rachel Maddow Show said, quote, "Let me tell you, you take on the intelligence community, they have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you," end quote. Everyone of both parties is afraid and intimidated by the secret police. President Trump has obviously had his problems with James B. Comey. Mr. Comey was appointed by Barack Hussein Obama September 4, 2013, and served until fired by Donald Trump on May 9, 2017. When I heard that Trump had decided to let Comey continue after his inauguration, I knew that was a mistake. He could have made a change right then just because he wanted to have his own people with him. Mr. Comey is not J. Edgar Hoover. He did not serve 48 years, so firing him would have been understandable and without controversy. Instead, he foolishly let the security guard of the deep state ensconce himself even deeper into the furniture of Washington. I don't know if the things being said about President Trump are true or not. I do know that the deep state investigates those who will not play their game, and it finds insufficient evidence to look at the rest who do play the game. If I had to say something good about Donald Trump, it would be that he is hated by all the right people. Oh, how they hate him. They hate him in an unprecedented way, so openly, so obvious, anyone could be able to see right through it. It is evident that the deep state needs enemies to keep its global empire funded, and that Russia has been selected as the enemy of the day, posing no real threat to America. Except for its fleet of aging ICBMs, Russia is apparently unwilling to play the one-world game either. I had great hope that Mr. Trump could reach a rapprochement with Mr. Putin and put to rest some 100 years of conflict, but that does not feed the insatiable desires of the deep state. These people cooperate with and assist Saudi Arabia while demonizing Russia. They have been profiting greatly from Saudi deals since Dr. Kissinger worked out the petrodollar arrangement with the Saudis in 1974. In the last couple of decades, the Saudis have purchased about $200 billion worth of weapons from American deep state arms companies. The Saudis run a dictatorship with no elections. They behead people without trial for blasphemy and adultery. Women can't drive themselves in cars or appear in public without their heads covered. They spend their oil wealth gained from American taxpayers to spread Wahhabi jihadism across the Middle East and across America. They fund thousands of radical mosques in America to spew out terrorism. And yet, the deep state is in league with this ruling family of dictators because of its lust for power and for money. So a special prosecutor has been appointed to investigate the Russian crimes without any evidence of such crimes. No prosecutor for Benghazi, for Fast and Furious, for IRS targeting of conservatives, for Clinton emails, for Clinton's uranium deal, for Loretta Lynch's meeting with Bill Clinton. But we have a special prosecutor for Trump Russia. Who is that prosecutor? Well, it's Robert Mueller. 12 years as director of the FBI with wide, quote, bipartisan support. What could possibly go wrong with this? The real purpose of Mr. Mueller and his investigation is to keep controversy going through 2018 in an effort to ensure the election of candidates acceptable to the deep state. So what is this global empire or deep state about then? What is it about? To me, it seems to be a scheme concocted by the richest people in the world to destroy the working classes and middle classes of the world by way of financial imperialism. Along the way, they intend to destroy majority cultures and biological human differences through dishonest, concocted ruse of multiculturalism and diversity, all to satisfy their own lust for control, for power, and for wealth, to assist them in their quest to purchase and control the whole world. They have full 100% cooperation of the worldwide corporate media, which has become nothing more than a propaganda arm of financial imperialists. Unfortunately, there are many desperate people sitting in their homes, listening and believing what comes out of those boxes in their living rooms to be true. They believe it to be true because they simply don't know any better. They are the unwilling prisoners of the deep state. They tried to resist in the most recent election, and at first it seemed to work, but the deep state doesn't care what they want or what they need. Trump defeated the deep state candidates and won the election. For that crime, the entire global empire and its media arm has declared war on his administration and intends to drive him from office. I obviously did not support Donald Trump or want to see him elected since I was a candidate opposed to him, but I find it distressing when I hear a person from my own constitutional side of the political spectrum long for a Mike Pence presidency. The Trump election was Main Street's attempt to arrest the ever-growing power of the deep state and turn the new global empire back into a republic. Trump's impeachment and the inauguration of Pence would seal the deep state's victory. Let them all know that everything is the way it's supposed to be again. All those rubes out there in flyover country are right back where they belong. Is it too late to save this administration? I don't think so. What Trump did with the Russians was apparently perfectly reasonable and acceptable. That is this. Look, just be patient until inauguration, and perhaps we can talk about reducing sanctions in return for Syria and North Korean cooperation. It's exactly what Reagan did with Iran when the hostages were there before his inauguration. It's what Obama did with these same Russians just before his reelection, as was revealed by him on a hot mic. What could be done then? Maybe nothing. Maybe it's too late. But if the president called me and asked for my advice, I would say something like this. Mr. President, number one, you must shut up. That is, shut your mouth. Try bringing a little dignity back to the office. Close your Twitter account. Stop crawling into the gutter with the swine that live there. Let others defend you, and they will do so if you deserve it. Don't let yourself be pulled down to their level anymore. That's not negotiable if you want to survive in Washington. Second, fire all your relatives. Fire all their relatives. Your wife is doing a great job as First Lady. Just let be happy with that. The American people resent seeing your daughter and other celebrities paid to give advice they're not qualified to give. If you want their input, just pick up the phone. But get them out of the White House right now. Third, read the Psalms, Mr. President, especially 63 and 64. You'll be glad you did. Fourth, let's get to work. We've got a country to save. That's at least that's the way I see it, folks. Till next time, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.